Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a dead person is buried, now this is the description of Munkar and Nakir, two very dark angels with blue eyes come to him. One is called Munkar and the other is called Nakir. They both ask him that, what do you say regarding this person? Now this person, then the veils will be removed and the person will be able to see Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they will ask him, what do you say about this person? Now many people, they say, but how are we going to recognize Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We never saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our life. So it is same like how when people dream of Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how they know that that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In the dream, how they know that that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In the same way, the person will know that that is Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he will say, his reply will be that Abduhu wa Rasuluh. Abdullahi wa Rasuluh. He is the servant of Allah and he is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then this person will recite the Shahada. He will recite, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. The angels will then both say to him, they will say that, we knew you are going to give the correct jawab. We knew that you will say this. Then his qabr is widened 70 zira. Zira is a cubit. Now 70 in the Arabic language, whenever they use the number 70, they don't mean 70. 70 means lot. So it will be expanded lot, like how we say hell of a lot, like that. When they say they use the number 70, it means lot, lot. And his qabr will be illuminated. There will be noor in his qabr. I remember some time back, I don't know if it was Maulana Sema Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, one of our senior alims of the country, was giving a bayan, and he mentioned that an electrician, he could have put 1 million lights in so many different homes. He could have lit up so many houses in his life. But in his qabr, he won't be able to even put one globe. One simple globe he won't be able to put in his qabr. The carpenter, he may have made so many cupboards in so many houses, but in his qabr, he won't be able to make one bed for himself, he won't be able to make one cupboard for himself. And he went on, you know, saying like, different people in different professions, that in their life they did for so many people, they were professionals in their field, masters in their field, but in the qabr, nothing. They won't be able to do anything. But when a person will go with iman and amal salih, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will light up his qabr. His qabr will be illuminated with noor. It will be noor in the qabr. The person then says, now after all this happened, he now says to the angels, he says, allow me to go to my family so that I may inform them, that they mustn't worry and cry and all that. Let me go and inform them how Allah Pak has treated me here. In Yasin Sharif, there is a story of that person from the town. We know that these people in the town, they were committing a lot of gunas and all of that. Eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a malaika. First Allah Pak sent two angels. They didn't listen. Then Allah Pak sent a third angel. So this one person, he used to live on the outskirts. So he listened to the angels and he went to his people and he said, Ya layta wama liya la a'budu alladhi fatarani wa ilayhi turja'un. Before that, he said, ittabi'u man la yas'alukum ajra wa hum muhtadun. He said, follow these people who are not even asking you all for any payment. They are rightly guided people, follow them. And then he said, wama liya la a'budu alladhi fatarani wa ilayhi turja'un. He said, why should I not worship that being who created me? And I'm going to return to that being. I'm going to return to Allah. So why shouldn't I worship that Allah? Definitely I have to worship that Allah. So his people, they threatened him. So he told them, yeah, you can do whatever you want to do with me. So they tried to do different things to kill him. But they couldn't kill him. They tried different things, but they took him up the mountain. They thought they threw him down from the mountain. Allah Pak caused the zalzala to take place. Those people who took him up, they all fell down and died. This man came down, he was fine. So different things they tried, they couldn't kill him. So in the end, he told the king, he says, see, I'll tell you how you can kill me. He said, put me, but you must call the whole town, everyone, all the residents of the town, you must call them. And then you put me like on a platform, on a high place. And then you tell the archers now, they must shoot with their bow and arrows. But they must take the name of my Allah. So he sacrificed his life to give a da'wat. That when the people, everybody knew that nobody can kill this man, they're doing so many different things, they can't kill him. Now when they took the name of his Allah and then they killed him, so it goes to show that his Allah is the right Allah. So he sacrificed his life to give a da'wat to his people. So after that, when he passed away, he said, Allah Pak said to him, Qila dukhulil Jannah. Then now you will be entered into Jannah. So what did he say? Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. He said, if only my people knew. If only my people knew how Allah is treating me here. Bima ghafarani rabbi wa ja'alani minal mukramin. That my Allah has forgiven me and my Allah has made me from amongst the honored people. So even then, in his qabr also, he was concerned about his people. That if only they could know what is happening to me, they would all bring iman. But the test of iman is to believe in the unseen. So this person also, every person when they pass away, and now they pass the test in the qabr, so they tell the angels, but let me go back to my family and inform them. Why they're still sitting with the TV and the music and all these things? Why are they wasting their life? Let them strive for this. So let me go and tell them. But there's no coming back to tell anybody. There's no coming back to tell anybody. Because if that was allowed, then there wouldn't be iman bil ghaib. There wouldn't be any iman bil ghaib. We have to bring iman on the unseen. That is why everything that is happening in the qabr, every creation of Allah Pak can see it. The dogs can see it, the cats can see it, animals can see it, birds can see it, every creation of Allah Pak can see it. Only insan and jinnat can't see it. Because insan and jinnat have to bring iman bil ghaib, they have to bring iman. So then it will be said to him that you sleep like a groom. Sleep like a groom. Or if it is a lady, it will be said to her, sleep like a bride. And you sleep like a groom who is only awakened by the one whom he loves the most. The groom, who can only wake him up? His wife. The bride, who can only wake up? The groom, her husband can wake up. Nobody else can wake up. Nobody said, don't just stay right there, just married. Nobody must disturb them. They just got married now. Nobody must disturb. Only the husband can disturb the wife can disturb the husband. Nobody else can disturb. So they say to this, the malaika say to that person who passed away, you sleep like a groom. Or if it is a lady, they will say to her, you sleep like a bride. Nobody to disturb you here. At your leisure, when you want to wake up, you wake up. When you want to sleep, you sleep. You don't have to worry about any commitments now. There's nothing for you. Until Allah Ta'ala will resurrect you from this halat now on the day of Qiyamah. On the day of Qiyamah, every person will be resurrected. Until then, you have got the status of a bride or a groom. In the dunya, the person is the bride or groom for one day. Or if he's lucky, maybe he go for honeymoon. And then he'll have 7 days maybe or 2 weeks or something. He's a groom or he's a bride. After that he comes back. He must carry on working and get back into the grind. Everything is over. But in the barzakh, he will remain a groom or she will remain a bride till Qiyamah. Till Qiyamah. Now these Munkar and Nakir, we must remember,